Counseling question number 9. Define the concepts of presentation level and performance level. Use a case history in which you were the counselor to show the necessity for moving from the presentation level to the performance level. My response. Hurting people tend to express themselves in a pattern of stages. Experienced counselors have labeled these stages or levels presentation problems, performance problems, and preconditioning problems. It is important that counselors know the difference between them to help counselees see their true soul issues. They do not need the ugliness of the weed branches dealt with alone. Rather, they must receive counsel on tearing out the deeply rooted causes. People mistakenly explain their presentation problem as the cause of their suffering, but it is really an effect. They often don't fully recognize the sin in their lives and misplace the bullseye. They will describe the symptoms of what they are experiencing as though this is the cause. Quote, I'm depressed. I'm tired all the time. I have no joy. End quote. Usually, the presentation problem comes first and then the performance problem. Quote, I haven't been much of a wife. I'm afraid to drive at night. I've been using drugs and I'm hooked. End quote. Are some examples of performance problems that might follow. People explain these as though they are the effect, when the truth is, they are the causes. It is important to recognize this flip-flop to help people understand that they are not acting wrongly due to their current condition, but that their wrongdoings are causing their current conditions. Rather than recognizing the root, plucking it out, and replacing it with fruit for God, they look at the ugly weed branches and blame them for the existence of the root. An effective counselor listens to the presentation problem to consider questions to ask about the relating performances. Quote, what have you been doing? Can you describe how often? End quote. This is a good initial process because dealing with these ugly weed branches can build hope for the counselee while the counselor continues to probe for the underlying causes. These causes, or preconditioning problems, are the roots of the immoral behaviors. Since it can take time to get it there, it would be, quote, unwise for counselors to wait until all relevant information has been unearthed before beginning to tackle any problem, end quote. In this sense, surface problems should be fixed, but it should never end there. Quote, I avoid responsibility whenever the going gets tough. I stay up late at night because I don't want to go to bed with my wife. I enjoy drugs because they give me feelings of satisfaction I can't get anywhere else, end quote, are examples where counselors begin to see people take personal responsibility and reveal their heart-level idols. We must take these moments to focus on the gospel to help the counselee pin the pain and suffering on their own decisions, not experiences. I have not served in the counseling role in my church yet. However, when a friend became frequently absent from church, I was able to ask him some questions. He initially stated that he had some doubts about Calvinistic theology existing in the scriptures. At the time, his, quote, doubt, end quote, presentation problem seemed to him to be his true issue. Upon further questioning and stating many scriptures that refuted his thoughts, he was able to later admit that he had been regularly visiting a Catholic priest and attending Mass to hear both sides of the theology debate, the performance issue. By God's grace alone, I was able to listen, question, probe, and use the scriptures to more truly recognize that his true preconditioning problem, his default sin setting, was intellectual pride and failure to wholly submit to the scriptures. He was thinking that there must be something in the scriptures that he couldn't see, and for that reason he had doubt. In actuality, his refusal to exercise faith and submit to the Word was causing his doubt and explained his drifting to apostate sources for answers. He has since given his life fully to the Lord and his Word, and it is a joy to see the transformation. Through this example, I see how important it is to redirect the bullseye for counselees to help them repent at the root level.